Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's trending?
What's trending brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive since 1942. Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Number one on what's trending, the breaking news we got to at the end of the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Reports out of D.C. that Jaden Daniels ruled out already for Monday Night Football. That means the Chiefs will take on veteran backup Marcus Mariota. This will be his third start already this season. This time it's a hamstring injury for Jaden Daniels. He was already dealing with a knee injury. Other reports out of D.C., Terry McLaurin expected to practice today, as is Deebo Samuel. So they could get their top playmakers back, but obviously a huge blow to them to not have Jaden Daniels. So we will not get Mahomes versus Daniels on Monday Night Football. The Chiefs already now up to 11.5-point favorites at multiple sports books. We'll talk more on the betting side of things tonight. I've got that betting show tonight from 6 to 7. We'll certainly discuss betting implications on this news later on.
Todd Bowles also said that Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin will be out for Sunday's game as well.
Okay.
Bucks injuries continue really bad. Next up on What's Trending, the NBA season tipped off last night. Two overtime game between OKC and Houston. Thunder, the defending champions, did end up winning that game 125-124. The night that they raised their championship banner. Really interesting night in the NBA. Obviously, some good storylines. They were pretty sizable favorites to repeat as champions. Their roster is absolutely loaded. But a hell of a fight in that first game against the Rockets.
I love the NBC broadcast. Obviously, yeah, some good nostalgia there. I also thought Mike Tirico brought just like made it feel like a big game. And their whole production did that as well. And so I'll probably watch more Tuesday night basketball than I ever have, you know, or at least in recent history I have, you know.
Kind of got it like Tuesday that night, when Thursday's Monday, ESPN, Friday's Monday, Amazon or something. They got them all mixed up.
Monday's Peacock, Tuesday, NBC local, Wednesday ESPN, I think, yeah. And then Friday is Prime. And then weekend is whatever. You know, right now there's no national on Sundays because of the NFL, but eventually there will be later on in the year. Up next, 52 modern era players advance in the voting process for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Again, they got to really narrow this thing down. There's still a ton of people that are eligible, so keep that in mind. But some of the big names, Drew Brees, first time eligible, Eli Manning, part of this class of modern candidates, Phillip Rivers, you got Frank Gore, LeSean McCoy, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten. Can go. I mean, there's a ton of names. I'm not going to name 52. You get the point. All right. But the big ones there, Eli, Drew Brees, and Jason Witten are guys that have a chance maybe here to get in.
Next up on What's Trending, the NFL are having owners meetings at the moment with a group of players. Multiple things being discussed. They're considering the 4th and 20 onside kick rule, or said they're considering it. They're obviously not voting on it today. They also said that they're going to considering looking at AI to assist referees in making those decisions.
Oh, boy.
And officially made the announcement that the Pro Bowl will occur Tuesday night of Super Bowl week in the Super Bowl City, which is obviously San Francisco this year. Kansas City will be there, so you'll probably know. The game in February will be at the the Moscone Center down there. Something so like the Pro Bowl games Tuesday night of Super Bowl week. They have fully punted on their all-star game activities. And honestly, I can't blame them. They're trash.
Yeah, like, it makes sense to do it Super Bowl week. My only thing still would be if you're a player that got voted into the Pro Bowl games, at least before it was the week before, and then you could start your offseason and go do your trips and everything. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to convince players to do this game, and they got to wait an even a whole nother week. Some of these guys, their season would have been over by January 8th, and now you're asking them to go to San Francisco, in this case, for a Pro Bowl game on a Tuesday night in early February. A lot of those guys are checked out and done. You're going to have even more opt-outs than ever before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we already have a ton of them. Lastly, on What's Trending, the NFL and EA Sports have agreed to an extension through the 2030 season for the league's Madden video game license. A lot of people have been upset that Madden has been kind of status quo. They want somebody to, I'm being kind, trying to find somebody else to develop a game, but that's not happening. At least licensed game, I should say. The NFL and EA, at least staying together through 2030.
There hasn't been any development in that game in 20 years. It's the same game I played 20 years ago.
It's not to that extent, but I get your point.
You're saying I'm going too far.
Yes,
but it's not as far off as you would like
it to
be.
That's correct. Yeah.
I'll take that. Don't forget, Wednesday, Jefferson's is our Wednesday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Football season, so we know there's no better place to watch your favorite team than at Jefferson's. Great daily specials, great happy hour, locations everywhere. Lenexa, North Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, and Joplin. Bring your friends and family out to Jefferson's for the ultimate game day experience. Jefferson's, wings, burgers, oysters, you also know on Wednesdays, we give away a $50 gift card to Jefferson's, so we give you a chance to take your friends and family out there. What number do we think? What caller for JT? What would make it easy for him?
25.
God, that's a big number. He's going to hang up on a few of you to start. Caller number 25, $50 gift card to Jefferson's on the line at 913-586-7965.
One final piece of news that just came out right at the end of What's Trending. Just baseball news. Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello is finalizing a deal to become the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. That, according to Jeff Passan, he's Vitello, 47 years old, be the first ever to go from college coach to MLB manager without any pro ball experience. So pretty significant.
Weird. So it's weird for two reasons. One is college pays actually better in baseball than it is in the major leagues. You get on par with. You get paid a lot to be a college baseball coach. It can be more, especially at Tennessee, than some of the actual major league managers make. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they don't make the jump gold for that reason. It's also considered kind of like a decidedly different sport. But it's just the management of people. Can he manage people or can he not manage people? That's always the thing that comes down to it for me. I'm kind of curious to see if it works. Honestly, I'm assuming you are too.
Yeah, I'm open for some new ideas there, at least with the Giants organization. Then you had Kurt Suzuki being hired by the Angels yesterday. So Albert Pujols, I don't know what the disagreement was there. Maybe it was financial. Maybe it wasn't the right fit. Remember, everybody thought Albert Pujols was a leading candidate at the Angels job. They went with a former player. Kurt Suzuki has some former teammates still on the team that he's going to manage for the Angels next year.
I know.
That's kind of weird.
That's been like the David Ross one when he took over for the Cubs.
True.
But people thought
that happened with Stephen Vogt. It's been the more popular move the last couple of years.
Well, mostly people started thinking that he took the job yesterday was because during their scrimmage, he started crying and hugging the coaches at Tennessee because Tennessee had a scrimmage.
Gotcha.
And there was videos going around that of him crying. And so they thought he took the job yesterday.
Wow.
I thought you would I'm not a big college baseball guy, but I thought you would stay in college baseball just because there's not as much of a, I would say, situation where you're going to get fired in the college baseball world. There's more pressure on you, obviously, in the MLB, but there's not as much pressure in college baseball.
The truth is, though, they just take him right back at Tennessee.
Yeah, he'll get he flames out with the Giants in 2 years. He'll have another college gig somewhere. And also, I mean, I don't know whether we're talking this particular job or any other job. Nobody takes a job thinking they're getting fired, right? Like, nobody takes a job.
No, you're like, I'm going to make this work.
You believe in yourself, whether it's coaching, whether it's what we do or anything. Like, you don't take a job thinking you're going to get fired. So he thinks he's going to succeed. And he might.
I will say, like, yeah, in fairness, it's like if they offered me a job in Radio New York, I wouldn't go there being like, well, if I get fired, I could just come back to Kansas City. I'd be like, I'm going to make this work in New York.
And he might also want a new challenge. Like, he wants to show that he can win a World Series.
It really is only recently that MLB managers started getting paid more. Do you know that for his salary at Tennessee, he would be the 13th highest paid MLB manager in a per year basis? So, like, I mean,
well, the thought is that it's only recently
started jumping in Major League Baseball. Remember, where like Dave Roberts got paid a bunch of money and Craig Counsell.
The thought is you do more, frankly, you know, like in Major League Baseball, the front office, you know, in the analytics side of things, too, the front office helps. Everybody gets mad at Q for the lineup. The front office is very much involved in lineup creation and all that. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't do anything. That's not my point. But I'm just saying in college, the coach is doing a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
Recruiting, most notably. I mean, Q is not out there.
You don't have to sit on a parent's couch and say, come play baseball.
Q's not out there doing trades for the organization. They have a general manager that handles that.
But it's crazy. He made twice as much as A.J. Hinch last year.
Yeah.
Coaching at Tennessee.
Tennessee's also one of the top programs in the country. Anyway, just some news. Thought it was interesting. We will have Josh Klingler join us, who is, of course, Chiefs sideline reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network. He'll be getting set for Monday Night Football. We'll get his perspective on Jaden Daniels not playing. He remembers the Marcus Mariota Tennessee game.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about that.
Nobody wants to
with him
that.
In just a little bit. But the schedule for Kansas City, admittedly, now that Jaden Daniels is not going to play, this one, you know, if you were worried, the concern level went down quite a bit. So looking at the schedule the rest of the way, when's the next time you think they lose? They get the Commanders Monday, then they're at Buffalo in week 9, then a well-timed bye week in week 10. Come out of the bye week, you go to Denver to take on the Broncos. You're home against the Colts team that now this looks like one of the best home games left on the schedule from a fan perspective. At Dallas on Thanksgiving, home to the Houston Texans who look terrible. Chargers rematch there. We all know what happened in Brazil. That's at home. Then you go to Nashville. I wish that game wasn't in December because that would have been a fun trip in week 16. And then week 17 is Denver. And then you wrap up in Vegas. And a game which you might have to play the starters this year to ensure you lock up something. I don't know what that something is. Division, 1 seed, 2 seed. I don't know. When are they going to lose? Here's the thing. I want to see Buffalo against Carolina this week out of the bye week.
Your answer might be different?
Yeah, because right now that defense, they're not stopping anybody. And now Andy Dalton is the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. If the Bills defense gets shredded by, how old is Andy Dalton now? 38 years old? I don't know.
Xavier Leggett?
Yes.
He actually is coming off a good game.
And Rico Dowdle and these guys, then the Bills defense once again will prove like it doesn't matter who's facing them. Anybody can score on them. And my answer will be different. Now, if their defense shows signs of improvement, we know typically for whatever reason, the Chiefs in the regular season against the Bills, they usually lose that matchup and then they handle their business when it matters in Buffalo. It's why I don't get as excited for the Bills regular season matchup because it has very little bearing. Now, 1 seed has a role in that. So right now, I will say
divisional now this year.
At Buffalo feels like a game that they could lose, but that Bills defense has to show me more. But that would be my answer currently.
Andy Dalton, by the way, is 37 years old.
Okay.
But in 1 week from today, he'll be 38.
Yeah, he's 38.
So pretty close if you're rounding up on that end. I think it is either the Colts or Dallas. I think they're beating Buffalo this year, even though it is in Buffalo. Some of this might just be talking myself into it because this year the Eagles haven't looked like the Eagles and the Bills haven't looked like the Bills. And I'm not saying they can't beat Kansas City. Obviously, the Eagles did. Despite the fact they're not looking like it. The Bills have beaten. They're 4-2. They got a better record than Kansas City by a half game. The four teams they have beaten have 3 wins combined.
Like 3-21 or something? 3-24.
3-24.
Yeah.
3 wins combined. They have beaten the Ravens, who are 1-6, the Jets, who are 0-7, the Dolphins, who are 1-5, or 1-6, and the Saints, who are 1-5. Those are their wins. They're on a 2-game losing streak against the Patriots. Close game Thursday night. Patriots are a good team. Certainly could have won that game. And the Falcons, who ran them over, they weren't even particularly close in that game. That game was decidedly all Falcons on that. I think it was a Thursday night game, or maybe it was a Monday night game.
It was a prime Sunday night, I think, right?
Okay.
Wasn't it Sunday?
Monday night. I'm looking at it now. Monday night game. It was a prime time one. That was all I remember. And so, yeah, if they struggle against a, surprisingly, is the same record as the Chiefs, 4-3 Carolina Panthers squad, and Andy Dalton and Xavier Leggett either win this game or keep it close.
Yeah,
I just think Kansas City's better than Buffalo. You want to know the truth? I think Kansas City's better than Buffalo. I think Buffalo's got to worry about their own problems right now, and Kansas City's, they're playing, Buffalo's playing Kansas City at a bad time. they are playing great football by now. I could see things getting hinky at some point later in the schedule, which is why I think the Chiefs' next loss comes either at home against the Colts, in which I think eventually will be a 3:25 game, not a noon one, or the following short week against Dallas on Thanksgiving. Big game, Colts, a lot going on. You scratch one out, and then 4 days later, you got to face an offense that is amongst the better ones in the NFL, and they just get you on a game. I think it's Dallas. If you made me predict right now, I think they win four games in a row, and then they lose to Dallas. And that they only lose like two more games the rest of the year.
I was going to say, what's the updated win total? Because that's more important. I mean, the next loss again, Buffalo with a little an asterisk next to that one because I want to see their defense. Otherwise, the Colts have shown to this point in time their offense is the real deal, and so that's going to be a much tougher game. Before the season started, I thought they were a 14 win team. I don't think they're getting to 14. They're not. To me, they're not winning out. It's the NFL. There's not a team in the league that I think is just going to run all the way through. I know, we feel great about the Chiefs right now, and their offense is rolling. The defense is a top 10 defense
as well.
They
lost 2 weeks ago.
But they lost to Jacksonville, and they outplayed them and still found a way to lose. So things happen. It's the NFL. It's why we love it. It's why otherwise we would all win our Survivor Leagues very easily if we just picked the teams that are supposed to win every week and that are favorites. Then Survivor wouldn't be as fun. Upsets happen. The Packers lost to the Browns, for crying out loud, earlier this season. So I hear you on Dallas because of the hard game against the Colts and then short week. The question with them is that defense. Talking about another team. That's what's interesting. I mentioned Buffalo. You mentioned Dallas. Both teams have no defense.
Correct. But so certainly the Chiefs could score. But if it's a game where, this is, sometimes it's like it's an engine and something's just kind of out of sync every once in a while. Even for an elite level offense like Kansas City possesses. Look, I've still seen them be flawed enough this season. And I've only seen one game with Rashee Rice. And that man barely had to play Gold. And so I'd like to see a full game of them before I'm like, they're winning out. I will say, for the obvious reasons, if they get past the next five games, well, then they are winning out. Sure, fine. I would feel pretty comfortable locking it in then. Because that is the most difficult stretch of their schedule. And that includes the earlier part of the schedule that was tough. At Buffalo, at Denver, at home versus the current AFC leaders, Indianapolis, and at Dallas is about as hard of a stretch as you get the next four games. This game would have qualified as lumped into that group if Jaden Daniels was playing. Obviously, as we found out earlier in the show, Jaden Daniels is out. So that's not a part of it. But those four games, three on the road, two on a short week against your opponent, you're on shorter rest than Buffalo. You're on the same short rest as you are against Dallas. And one against a defensive line that can take advantage of maybe still not a complete offensive line. So, there are some things on paper I can see a loss in there. I'm just saying it's taking to the back end. I think they lose two more games the rest of the year. I think they finish 12-5. Is that what you would guess today?
Yeah. Look.
13-4?
I think 13-4 to me is very realistic still for them. That gives them one game of wiggle room. 12 is a very conservative answer to give. I would be shocked.
Get them at plus money to win 12.
I'd be shocked if they don't get to 12, though. How about that? I would be very surprised they don't at least get to 12.
Man, that's just saying one loss the rest of the way. You think they're coming
here? 12.
Oh, yeah. That makes two losses.
That's two.
So yeah. I was like, I don't necessarily disagree. It always goes back to the same thing. I made decisions on betting on the Chiefs. As soon as it gets down to 10.5, I'm in.
Yeah.
Take my money.
We had somebody on, and she does a great job with betting content and stuff. And
We're wrong.
And people are wrong all the time. I mean, I thought the Chargers were going to beat the Colts last week. That was wrong. But it was, at the time, she was very dead. This was before the Detroit game. And she was suggesting to bet the under 10.5. on Kansas City.
And you're like, no.
And now I don't think anybody would suggest that. I'll be out like that to me was just crazy at the time, though. Yes, we're always wrong, but
this is not a hindsight's 2020 situation.
That was crazy in the moment.
Was she getting plus money?
No. Nine, yes. Not under 10.5, but on nine.
Okay.
People so badly wanted that to happen, I think, and that clouded some people's. Clouded some people's judgment. Don't forget, Sports Talk here on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Here in about 12 minutes, we'll talk about a few trade candidates that are out there. One name sounds like it's not going anywhere, if you believe reports out of Vegas. And then there's an individual that used to be with Vegas, used to be with the Raiders, that's rehabbing. There's also some weird rumors out there as well. Should the Chiefs be making a call on him? We'll get to that in just a bit. You found something about Nick Saban that was kind of ironic. because it's how this whole college system works.
Yeah, I don't know how to break this to Nick Saban, somebody I did not think I needed to school on the way college athletics work, seeing how he's, maybe the most successful college athletics coach of all time on the football end. Nick Saban had said he isn't currently surprised on a recent string of high-profile firings across college football, saying that the problem is that alumni who donate money to programs are more influential thanks to name, image, and likeness, saying that they shouldn't be, but they are instead treating it like they have a voice and feel like they should have a voice. Nick, they have to. They are your boss, whether you like it or not. Everyone's got a boss. Alex, you and I have a boss. Speck's our boss. He's got a boss. And that boss is our boss, too. She's got a boss. Everyone's got a boss. And in college football, since the end of time, pre-name, image, and likeness, I would like to point out, boosters were part of the boss system. They, as a collective, had some ownership over what you did, if you kept your job, if your job security was fine. The other part about this is you can be fired at any moment. You can bench a player at any moment. This is life. I can be fired from my job today. You can be fired from your job today. They can be fired as their coach. If you can bench a player and put them, then you can be fired. I don't think that the boosters are somehow now the issue with why James Franklin's getting run out of town.
No, now if you want to argue that boosters and the system we have, it's allowed them to have way too much influence over the sport, that's a very fair argument, and I think that's
what it is. They're spending the money.
Right. Do I think they have way too much of an influence? Absolutely. But college sports has allowed that to happen because they've allowed them to have as much say in the process. And these donors, as much as they love their university, they're also helping with buyouts and contracts and things like that and donations to make it work, because they want power and influence. It's not just that they want to support their alma mater. They like the influence they get. They like having the 80s ear. Yeah. No different than in politics when someone wants some influence it's the same.
The you're same thing. People are just
donating. People are just donating for the hell of it because they want some influence and therefore power. And that is what has happened.
I guess.
But I will say with the current setup and the amount of buyouts that are out there, the issue that they have right now in college football is, like, we all applauded Indiana for signing a new deal, Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah.
But it's got like a $90 million buyout, which is in schools that are willing to do that. That's also insane. That's because you set yourself up to be in the same spot where James Franklin and Penn State is. Penn State's still got to pay out all this money. The buyouts have gotten so absurd. That's where they've screwed up.
They're trying to get job security. But sorry, there's enough money in this world that no amount of money you are owed buys job security. Look here. Like he said, quote, for you to go to the Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, for all that you accomplished and for all those people to not show enough appreciation for that and gratitude for the hard work. This goes back to, I think did you watch Mad Men?
Yeah. I actually never finished the whole thing. I watched 4 seasons and for whatever reason never finished
it. This is the part that I think people sometimes don't understand about the way it works. And the when Don Draper's sitting there and Peggy Olson comes into the office and she says, you never say thanks. He's like, that's what the money's for. Show you appreciation. I pay you $10 million a year, Nick. I don't have to say thanks. Like, the money is the appreciation. The piles of cash. The $49 million to go away. Nobody owes you a thank you. No one needs to owe you a debt of gratitude because you're not winning. It's sports. It's highly competitive. They've decided the system is, we can pay you to go away. Like, we own influence. And because you fought name, image, and likeness so long ago, you could have had a better system for it, where you needed less money from these boosters to pay people for. You could have changed the influence of the game a little bit, Gold, but you allowed this to drag out. So, like, I think coaches are their own fault for letting name, image, and likeness become this way, because the league and the NCAA and everybody was fine to operate under status quo where players didn't get paid for a long time. So, yeah, now the money men control the sport even more. That's not surprising to me, I guess.
Oh, and then to take it a step further, we know now there's, I think, some legislation that's trying to block this, but we know multiple athletic departments have started to take, and conferences starting to consider taking money from private equity firms. You think they're not going to force some decisions to be made as they get more and more ownership of, I think, the Big Ten is working on that. Boise State just now had to stay competitive, take in money from a private equity firm. And I don't know where on the legal side of things it's all going to be, but there's lawsuits. There's also legislation that's out there to try to prevent that from happening. And I don't know where that dust is going to settle. But that's another thing to keep an eye on.
Right, yeah. I mean, look, it's it's a weird part that the sport is in. And we've talked about this. They've cannibalized themselves in a lot of ways. And the private equity certainly won't help them manage it the way that they want to. It'll just become it is a business. It's been a business a long time. It was just only some of the people sharing the money. My old thing is, don't make rules to limit and cap now what players can earn, unless you're going to limit and cap this gold. How much a buyout can be for a coach, how much a contract can be for a coach, how much ADs can make. If you're going to cap all of it and create like a balanced system in which money flows equally for all, I'm in. But if you're going to say, no, we're only trying to stop the players from making money, that's where I have a problem.
Up next, we're going to get to the random question of the day and a name that you might start hearing a little bit more, not around the trade deadline. I'm talking after. We'll explain next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 8 minutes or so. Also at 1 o'clock, Josh Klingler, our weekly conversation with the Chiefs sideline reporter. We'll ask him a little bit more about the Commanders. And again, if you're just joining us for the first time today, the news of the day involving Chiefs Commanders is that Jaden Daniels is already out for that game. He will not start Marcus Mariota, the starting quarterback for the Commanders. Chiefs up to 11.5, 12, 12.5, and some other spots, point favorites. We'll talk more on the betting stuff tonight during that betting show. I'll be live from 6 to 7 right here on 96.5 The Fan. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be focused on names around the trade deadline, which is coming up just under 2 weeks. 2 weeks from yesterday, actually, is the trade deadline. And it makes sense that you're going to look at trade targets, and maybe they will bring in someone via trade. But there's another name that Nate Taylor was handing out a little bit with us this week and last week, Christian Wilkins. Now, if you're wondering why that name sounds familiar, it was just a year ago he signed a $111 million contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. Had a great start to his career with the Miami Dolphins. Very, very good player.
He was their huge offseason addition.
He was. He hurt his foot. He needed surgery. Last year, he did not play much because of that. He was supposed to rehab, maybe didn't do it the way they wanted him, and so there's some dispute there. Then there was the bizarre story that came out that prompted his release and an HR complaint, which was allegedly he kissed a teammate on the top of his head, and there was other stuff going out there. And
they're still fighting with him to not pay him.
They don't want to pay him. He still, meanwhile, is rehabbing from the injury, most importantly here.
And should be ready starting right about now, is what the original reporting said.
Right, and so we know the Chiefs need defensive line help. This is a name to watch. It doesn't require a trade. Maybe it's more towards a Thanksgiving and beyond. And I don't know the Chiefs' interest. I know it's a position they have interest in or need. Yeah. But I don't know how they feel about Wilkins. I also will admit, it seems a little complicated because there's a lot of noise out there about what may or may not have happened in Vegas and where some teams and players in the locker room. I would say the Chiefs' locker room, you would like to think, and Andy Reid's track record can handle if there is something like that going on. But from a football end, if he's healthy, oh, he can help this football team.
Here's the argument from the football end that I think is a challenge here, is I do think that there is for any team, Gold, a tipping point of like the amount of like things you can take on going on at one time. And at the moment, some of them are kind of behind him, but it's still things they took on, like Kareem Hunt being back with the team. Now, that's probably behind him at this point, right? That was the initial Kareem Hunt is back with the team. They're still actively dealing with Josh Simmons. Right. So like that is something that they are still dealing with. Rashee Rice just came off of his 6-game suspension for an off field thing. Maybe it's behind them ish, but it feels like they have a couple of things that they had to like manage and deal with.
Well, let me be clear, though. The Christian Wilkins thing, there's nothing legal going on.
No,
as far as there's no criminal case.
I lump in just like things that are distractions away from football.
Yeah.
And I felt like they've still got a few that are either in the air or just cleared up. And how much more water would you like in that department? Yeah. And I feel like that would ask you a question. From a football perspective, if he's healthy, he is a borderline perfect fit for what they need. They need an interior guy who can help stop the run and occasionally get to the quarterback. Christian Wilkins is exactly that. And so from that perspective, he makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, it's like, it just doesn't feel like the kind of move I expect him to make. I expect him to, I don't know, promote a guy from the practice squad, mm-hmm. sign a guy of somebody else's practice squad, trade a 6th-round pick for a run-stuffing D-tackle. I don't anticipate some massive move for them on this end. Although, I've started to talk myself into the end of, it doesn't make any sense, because normally we only talk about teams who are in the hunt as an acquiring team. And yet, I just watched them promote Kevin Knowles on the 53-man roster. So now they have even another corner on the 53-man roster. And they're not playing Christian Fulton already, and Joshua Williams is active on game days but barely playing. I'm kind of convinced they're trading a corner. My guess would be Fulton, but like I'm starting to think maybe they're going to trade at an area of excess in order to mask some of their issues. You know, I hate to say it, and they won't do it. The other area they could trade from is wide receiver. They're not going to do it.
No.
They're not going. That one makes no sense in the sense that like why risk what is a perfect working organism. But corner, it's like Christian Fulton's not playing. I understand they just gave him a contract and somebody would have to take on some of that money. But it's not like the Chiefs are the only team interested in Christian Fulton. He's been a starting corner in the league. He's just not for the Chiefs. Whatever it is, it's not working out. And like, that doesn't mean that he's not depth or couldn't work out down the road.
Yeah, I like the depth that they have at corner,
but,
though.
I like it. Knowles would be fine at this point. I'm not as married to Christian Fulton as I was early in the year, you know?
Yeah, I would like them to kind of keep that depth, but I'm with you that a name to watch would be either him, Josh Williams, and I know Dave Tobe loves him on special teams, and that's something to consider here, too. Josh Williams does have a huge role on special teams and is very effective. Those would be, if you're worried about giving up assets for somebody else and you want to bring back an asset, then yeah, I think corner would be an area they would look because of the depth. I just kind of like having the depth. Jalen Watson, who's played really well, he has a little bit of an injury history, I think it's fair to say at least.
Yeah.
And he's healthy right now. He's playing pretty good. If he were to go down, all right, they got Noel Williams, fine, but then you would like to feel
Knowles,
good
I guess
about
at this point.
Sure,
if they like him enough on the 53.
So we'll see. I think it's definitely something to watch. I don't know if it'll be Fulton. I don't know if it would be Josh Williams, but definitely two names to watch. My whole thing on trading for someone, not Christian Wilkins, where you wouldn't have to trade, is I don't think there's anybody realistically available that they would acquire that is going to cause you to give up more than like a fifth or a conditional fourth. Like, I don't think there's nobody out there they're trading for that's going to, oh my gosh, huge player, second round draft pick. That guy doesn't exist. Also, Max Crosby is not getting traded, okay? And he certainly wouldn't get traded to the Chiefs. And there's already a report from Tom Pelissero that says the Raiders met with him and said, we're not trading you, dude. And I know you can say, well, we've heard that before. I actually believe it. I don't think Pete Carroll's trading Max Crosby this year.
The way it was reported certainly indicates that he's not going. And I also think whatever the biggest name you think is available in the defensive line market, just go ahead and put him in a Cowboys jersey. Like, just whoever that is. I don't care if you think Jalen Phillips is the biggest name on the trade market. Whatever name you think is the biggest pass rusher on the trade market, they are already predestined to be a Dallas Cowboy. They have all the draft capital in the world, lots of money to spend on it, and a desperate need for a team that is not far off in the sense that it seemed like last year they were at least a mediocre defensive team with Micah Parsons and a dominant defensive player. Now, they're never going to get someone as good as Micah Parsons, or unlikely, because Max Crosby's not likely to be traded. But they could trade for Trey Hendrickson. They could trade for Jalen Phillips. Whoever the guy is on the market who ends up being available, I still think the biggest name's going there. But I don't think you can do nothing on the defensive line. I'll say. I don't think it can just be a, like, let's bump up the guy who's on the practice squad right now who plays interior defensive line, you know?
So, yeah, and let's see. They got two games before the deadline. Their bye week is actually deadline week, so that works out in their favor. They get the Commanders, as we all know, and then they go to Buffalo. What does Charles Omenihu continue to look like? I've been saying this for like 3 weeks now, but I truly believe it. If Charles Omenihu continues in the direction he's heading, it maybe doesn't make it seem as dire on the defensive line. Ashton Gelati, well, he doesn't play the same position as Omar Norman Lott. If Gelati starts playing better, gets more playing time, then maybe we're having a different feeling 2 weeks from now about how dire it is to go and add an additional pass rusher or interior piece. Can they just, like you said, promote from within the practice squad, somebody that they liked during training camp, something like that. So I don't think they're making a trade, you know, tomorrow or even on Monday. I think this is probably like after the Bills game kind of thing, personally, before they would make a move. But it's definitely something to watch. And then the Christian Wilkins thing is more of a closer to Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah, as in, like, make your trades, see how the defensive line is shaping up. And that feels like the in case of emergency. Like, we're desperate now, okay? My problem is that their defensive line feels like it is one injury away from, like, catastrophically bad. Especially amongst the two guys I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I fear any line that is one injury away from like, oh God, you are bad on the defensive line. Not just mediocre or passable or good or whatever they would rank in instead, but instead like awful. And so like that's the part where I just want to be mindful and careful of kind of where they are and figure out what kind of comes next with it. But yeah, I don't expect them to be, admittedly, I do not expect them to just be whisper quiet on the defensive line. And I think we all know that that would be unlikely.
Once again, thanks to our Wednesday lunch partner, our friends over at Jefferson's. It's football season. Also, just a great time to be watching sports. There's no better place to watch your favorite team than at Jefferson's. Great daily specials. Awesome happy hour. Of course, in Lenexa, North KC, all the way in Lawrence and Topeka. And of course, down in Joplin as well. Bring your friends and family out to Jefferson's for the ultimate game day experience. Jefferson's wings, burgers, and oysters. Congratulations to one of our listeners also that won a $50 gift card earlier today. That's each and every Wednesday. Right around noon, your chance to take home a $50 gift card.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, JT, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question of the day is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. In honor of the NBA being back last night, but most importantly, being back on NBC, I want two things from you today for the random question. One, very simple on the text line or on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook, where we live stream the show every day. You can just give an answer over there. We interact with the chats over there. For you two, I want you to both tell me your favorite sports-related theme of all time. And rather than play the audio, I'd like you to give it to me a little bit, you know, like da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. So if yours is NBC, NBA on NBC.
I mean, that answer's not allowed here, because that's the obvious one.
Because they're back, let's get a different one. I will say one of mine, underrated still, because it reminds me, it hits a nostalgia point like I can't describe, SportsCenter. SportsCenter theme.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
That, yeah, just like the da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, da-na-na.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I mean, that one hits still. Like, it just makes me feel like a kid still.
Yeah, so both great answers. For me, I've talked about this before. It's the Sunday Night Football fame. Waited all day for Sunday Night.
The new one or like the old one?
No. So I'm not talking Monday Night Football Hank Williams. That's a classic
you're talking
as well.
Waiting all night for Sunday Night.
Waiting all day for Sunday Night. With Carrie Underwood.
That's a new classic.
That's a top. Well, it's not even. You know, it seems new. That's been around since like 05, 06.
Man, it really.
It's a remake, obviously, of the Joan Jett song. But what they've done for Sunday Night Football is great. It's become the unofficial, you know, anthem for the NFL season.
Someone just mentioned like the NFL Films music. Masters already getting mentioned over on the text line. I like something a little more juice, not anti the Masters music.
I'm going to go with some nostalgia here because it doesn't happen anymore. But the SEC CBS theme song.
Let me hear it, JT.
Oh,
I want a little performance of it. That's part of the random question today.
Oh, it's like. Ba-da-da, 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 ba-da-da.
Yeah, see?
I can play it. It's not great, but here it is.
Oh.
Oh, wait, if I have it on. Oh. That would help if my computer was on, folks.
And I need Brad Nessler coming in.
Yeah. You're thinking of
Alabama
versus the LSU Tigers.
I thought you were going to say the NCAA tournament.
I mean, that's a great answer, too.
I feel like that CBS one hits for you once the tournament comes around.
I'll be honest, I completely forgot about that.
Is that your new answer?
Yeah.
Because I know you love the NCAA tournament time.
Yeah.
And when that music starts playing,
I know
immediately you're just like.
It does put me in a good mood when I hear that. It means the tournament's. Oh, here we go. Yeah. That's top tier.
I know you just hum it the rest of the day after you hear it.
There's only one that I'll listen to on a certain day, on a certain week. The NHL on ESPN is the only time I'll watch hockey. And I'll tell you what, it makes me want to run through a wall.
What's that one? Oh, yeah. That is a good one.
The Avalanche looking for their first win in three. Yeah, I got you.
So, yeah, that I only know it because of NHL playoffs. I don't watch it.
Someone said Baseball Tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
I did love this one. R.I.P. It doesn't even exist anymore. RIP Baseball Tonight, right, man.
That's very true.
I mean,
the new Monday Night theme, look, the Hank Williams one was a classic, but the new one, it's not as bad as people make it out to be, but it's not anywhere near some of the ones we've mentioned.
I'll be honest. Throw this one into a fire.
You're not a Phil Collins fan?
I like Phil Collins fine. I just don't think it's a... Okay, when I think football, we're doing stuff. Here we go. Phil Collins? That's what we are.
I mean,
I think of the line from 30 Rock, which says, I got two ears and a heart, don't I? Like, I don't think Phil Collins rock, you know, like, let's get into Monday Night Football, you know? Like,
it's not on the level as the others. I don't think it's a terrible intro, though. It's grown on me, but it's not on the level. And then Amazon Prime.
It's better than me having to hear that, like, that stupid commercial, the parade one. Whatever the one, the one they remade the commercial this year for Come On Ride the Train or whatever, but it's the NFL.
Oh.
I hate that commercial.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
So
I have to hear it, though. And then Amazon Prime.
Much. It's not bad. We listened to remember the first one. It's okay. They do all have a very similar energy, don't they?
I'm intrigued to see what the Amazon Prime is for their NBA game. Their intro for their NBA games. I wonder
I don't know, because we all know NBC's doing the...
Right.
Yeah, Rambo Rock. I don't know what Amazon Prime has Kevin Harlan doing a lot of their games. We'll find out Friday night.
The only problem with Round Ball Rock is I immediately think of
basketball.
Yeah, with Tim Robbins. I can't help it. I immediately think of Tim Robbins and Jason Sudeikis. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it. It's just a funny skit, and then it's hard for me to imagine it. You know, then pretending to be John.
You're right, though. There are a couple we just played that. I mean, got me ready to go. You know?
Now you're just like ready to watch some football.
Talking about Kevin Harlan, I saw it.
Nice. Now that's the Raiders theme. I don't like that.
What were you saying about Harlan?
I saw a funny tweet about Kevin Harlan yesterday. It said, please pray for him because he's doing another Dolphins game this week for CBS.
Honestly. Jeez. Yeah, seriously.
This presentation of the NFL. Yeah.
Man. Which one sounds... do you like better, the Fox NFL or the CBS NFL?
That might be because I grew up in Kansas City.
We watched AFC games.
AFC games, and those were exclusive to CBS for a long time.
And we always had the noon games back in the day.
So the Fox one. The one thing I'll never understand about Fox, and I would desperately beg them to ditch from a TV perspective, is...
The robots?
We're done with the robots.
You don't like the robots.
You don't like the robots?
Get rid of the stupid
robots.
They don't even look like modern robots anymore.
I would argue it's more fitting when they created
that looked like a robot that like maybe you'd see made. I've seen the MIT robots do triple backflips with... assault rifles, like taking down buildings. That's not even like an accurate representation of a robot anymore.
To me, it's more fitting now than ever. We're closer to those than ever. It didn't make any sense then. So this, yeah, classic Masters theme for the text line. But yeah, you're not...
I'm sorry, this is my net music.
Yeah.
It doesn't stand as well on its own without Jim dancing. Hello, friends. It needs like the commentary. The other ones... they just hit, right? You don't necessarily... I don't need the commentary to enjoy
Someone
them
said
quite
the
same.
But. Charger, supercharger, the old San Diego Superchargers theme.
Listening?
Like, I think this is what they're talking about.
We got all kinds in the system.
Huh. I don't know if I've ever heard that. I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
Interesting.
I can
mix.
Just do this all day, the rest of the show. Just play
from
random things.
Over on Twitch, 1998 Monday Night Raw is their favorite. A wrestling Ooh. Entry. So like okay. of the ones that like, I will qualify for this if your favorite sports entry is just the song The Rock came into. That has the same, you know, like I would say like a similar hype up property is the music we're talking about here.
I mean, a lot of people mentioned the Bulls intro. That's an all-timer from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. That was what my favorite piece of maybe social media this entire year was Heisler editing that to the Pope.
Oh, yeah.
It was incredible if you missed it. Because obviously the Pope is from Chicago.
Yes.
He did it to the old Chicago Bulls theme. And it was like entry. It was incredible.
I don't think we have the Bulls intro in the system, unfortunately. That needs to be saved in there permanently.
Do you think that Michael Jordan ever just sits in his car and like turns that on just to like hear it in his head? I saw this thing on NBA last night, and he said he hadn't picked up a basketball in 2 years, and I don't believe him. I think he's lying.
You think he said he doesn't
I do
have
not
a,
think Michael Jordan has spent 2 years not picking up a basketball.
And I believe him on this part, maybe not overall on that, but he said last night that he doesn't have a hoop anywhere near his property.
That I believe.
Okay.
If you don't have a hoop
near your property, where do you think he's going to play?
He doesn't keep basketball in his house, man.
Where
he played professional.
Do you think he's just dribbling around his house like he's some 14-year-old?
I think his parents are yelling to stop dribbling the ball. AI was on New Heights today, Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he's like, man, I'm sore. He's like, I'm 50 now. He's like, I was just shooting baskets with my daughter out front. And he's like, and I was like, oh no.
AI's 12 years younger than MJ, 62.
I know, but like he picked up a basketball yesterday, he was saying. That clip, by the way, is really funny. He said, he's like, enjoy it while it lasts. He's like, Allen Iverson still exists, but what is his nickname? Why can I not think of it now? Why can't I think of Allen Iverson's nickname? Oh, come on, Gold. I was hoping you would help me out. Now all of a sudden I can't think of it. What was his nickname? Help me!
AI? What are we talking about?
Why are you all just leaving me? The answer.
Okay.
He said, Allen Iverson is alive. He said, the answer, he's in heaven, dead. He's just sore from the end of it. But yeah, I just, you really think he didn't pick a basketball in 2 years, man?
Actually somewhat believe that.
I bet he doesn't pick one up often.
He said the last time he shot a basketball was when he was at that person's house and the grandkids, and they said, can you shoot a free throw? I believe that there's a chance the last time he shot a free throw was that.
Man, a lot of pressure.
He said that. He said he felt way more pressure to make that free throw.
I do think it's funny. He's like, I already paid for the house. I don't
know. Wow, the text line, there's like 30 texts. The answer, you idiot.
Sorry, text line.
Sorry, I didn't help you out either.
You guys are on an 8-second delay and Gold just staring at me.
I didn't know. I couldn't think of it. The first name that popped in my mind, I knew.
Someone said Meta World Peace.
The first name that came to my mind, the first nickname that came to mind for that was clearly not the right answer. It was The Truth, and that's
it's the opposite.
It's, yeah, exactly.
It's the answer, not
that's,
the truth.
That's right. All right.
Oh, it's driving me crazy. Sometimes you just can't think of it, you know?
That is the random question of the day. Up next, we get right back to the Chiefs with Josh Klingler, who will be on the sideline for the Chiefs Radio Network Monday night when Marcus Mariota leads the Commanders. What does that mean for the Chiefs? That's next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.